This is your weekly update from KBIA's Faith and Values Desk. I'm Kelly Catrava. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. Remember those old sayings about not talking religion and politics? Well, this week, we've got both. We're looking at the faith angle of Republican Congressman Todd Akin's Senate campaign. Akin has been criticized since he made a comment about what he called legitimate rape, which he later apologized for. He recently made the news again for saying his opponent in the Senate race, Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill, was more ladylike in a previous campaign. But he still has support from several conservative Christian leaders and organizations. In an article in the Daily Beast, a family friend was quoted as saying, "Todd fears the Lord, not man." A New York Times article highlighted the fact that he's Presbyterian and even has a degree from Covenant Seminary in St. Louis. When he spoke to supporters in Columbia on Thursday as part of his statewide campaign tour, Akin said it's important to ask ourselves what makes America unique. And you can bet God was in his answer.
It's the idea that there is a creator that blessed us with life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. That's kind of woven into who we are as Americans. The idea that God himself gave us those rights.
But what about those who don't believe in God? After all, atheism and agnosticism are increasing. What about those who do believe in a God, but not the God of Christianity who he's talking about? They're voters, too. After the speech, I asked Akin how he plans to reach out to that demographic.
The demographic that I'm reaching forward to is the American people. I talk about why this country is a special country. I talk about freedom. And let me tell you something, freedom is something that burns in the hearts of Americans.
Based on what he just said in his speech, that's not exactly the answer I was expecting. Instead of answering the God question, he talked about encouragement and American generosity. So I asked him, does his faith play into his perception of what being American means?
Well, if you take a look at the Declaration of Independence, it says life, liberty, pursuit of happiness come from our Creator. So there is a big spirited kind of faith that's behind all of America, it seems like to me.
But back in his speech, he linked being an American to being a child of God several times. He says belief in God plays into the American dream and overcoming obstacles.
We have a creator that God himself intended each one of us to be his children. I think if we remember that, then we will always be who we have been.
And he says attempts to divide people are a shame.
Isn't it good enough that we're just God's children? Isn't that enough?
Whether it's enough to win him the Senate seat against Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill remains to be seen. That concludes this week's Faith and Values Update on KBIA. I'm Kelly Catrava. Thanks for tuning in.